show. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. This summer on IPR, you'll hear studio sessions with musicians who will perform in Northern Michigan. This week's act, fresh out of high school, Chamomile and Honey.
The feelings you never show. Here we go.
Trenton Brightup is from Elk Rapids, and last month he graduated from the singer-songwriter program at Interlochen Arts Academy. That's where he met his girlfriend, Summer Green, and the two of them began performing under the name Chamomile and Honey. Today, Chamomile and Honey is solely Trent's music project, but Summer still provides those bright backup vocals you heard. Both of them have performed for audiences throughout Northern Michigan. Here performing in IPR's Studio A, Chamomile and Honey, and Summer Green.
All good?
On the floor with my best friend in paper and pens all day, she said,
I'll write a list of things I never told you, and you can write things about me.
So I wrote how he rolls emotions out of me like a chamomile flower from clay, but how you make me bloom early in. I'm a cherry tree, you are the spring, and I sing, you help me get away. Kiss me, I breathe you into my lungs like a pole from a hand-rolled smoke. You push me and peer into my soul, and on my foggy words I choke on you. Help me get away.
That was Chamomile and Honey with Summer Green performing the song by the same name, Chamomile and Honey. I am pleased to have Trenton Brightup and Summer Green in studio with me today as part of our summer music series. Both you guys graduated from Interlochen last month, so you're fresh out of high school. But I'm wondering, what made you guys click?
I got to Interlochen the first day.
I dropped my bags in my room, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any, I hadn't met anybody yet, and I took my guitar, and there's a gazebo out in the middle of the entire Interlochen campus, and I sat down in the gazebo, and I started to play the guitar and sing, and Summer walked by, and I saw her, like, looking at me, and then she went and got ice cream and sat down with her friend about 12 feet from me, and then she slowly made her way closer. And then after about 30 minutes, I said hi, and she walked over, and we started right off the bat. I was like, I got to hear a song, and I handed her my guitar, and she played a song, and we passed it back and forth, and it just clicked. We were always singing together for some reason. It was just this, like, unseen force that, like, wanted to bring us together.
Mm-hmm. So Chamomile and Honey's debut show as a duo happened. You guys opened for the Accidentals earlier this year. But then you kind of discovered you had some differences in maybe musical tastes. Why aren't you not pursuing this as a duo, but kind of as your separate project now, Trent, with Summer just kind of performing occasionally with you?
So the relationship started. A couple months later, the group started, and then right after the group started, one of our teachers, Courtney, she was like, did you know that one of the biggest rules in music business is that you should never date a bandmate?
And we were like, we're different. And then it slowly was like,
we're not different.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, if you are in a band, don't date, because it won't work. I promise.
Only one will survive. Only the band or the relationship will survive. So you got to pick one.
Yeah. After a long time sitting down, we had a lot of songs put together, but we sat down and talked about it, and we decided that it'd just be better. I want to be with her in a relationship, not in a band. So
yeah,
I think it's really important to have those two things very separate.
Was it creative differences?
Well, I think that both of us care a lot about our music, and in terms of like what we're putting out, it would basically, if I was part of Chamomile and Honey, my originals would also be under that name. But I think that we're going for different things as artists, and it's like, yeah, like I do write some folk music, but I think part of it was that is that like I do write other things, and then I felt kind of limited by that. I consider myself more of like a band backup person, and that's like more like it's like more comfortable for me to perform with Chamomile and Honey as that, because I know like what my place is, and we're not kind of butting heads with like what is Chamomile and Honey as like an artist and like all that. So
yeah, where do you want this music, you know, this musical endeavor to go? Where do you envision it going?
Personally, I'm more oriented about affecting the community around me. So I don't have like massive aspirations for myself as this musician. I want to use any popularity that I've gained to like go to community events and volunteer and play. And I love doing all that kind of stuff. But I don't know where it's going to go. It could like take hold, and people in California could love to listen to Chamomile and Honey, because it's just, I hope it's good music. And or I could just stay here. And to be honest, I love it so much here. I'd be completely content with it just staying here.
All right, you guys are going to play one more song as you take us out. This is Chamomile and Honey with Summer Green performing the song Sunshine.
Oh, I ran away on the 4th of July, telling the law to catch me if you can. Oh, I sent them a letter telling them to meet me halfway between Superior and Lake Michigan. Then I drove south to meet the girl of my dreams, and knew her eyes could be as big as the sun. No, I never dreamed that happiness would follow me everywhere that I run. And it goes, ooh, no, all the things we don't know. And ooh, no, all the feelings you never show.
And you can catch Chamomile and Honey and Summer Green performing tonight at Ethnology in Elk Rapids. More info at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Be sure to tune in next week to our summer music series to hear the Drew Hale Band perform right here in our Studio A. Until then, I'm Dan Wanshura, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.
In smoky rooms, falling into our own minds. I've always been told I've got music in my soul, and because of that, I'm one of a kind. Yet love kissed me and the skin of my teeth, telling me to get out while I can. And I said I've been beaten down, but I'll never come around to the inclination of being a weak man. And it goes away.